nice, easy Saturday morning. You may have gotten a little anxious or nervous over the global news the last week. Well, here's the place you come, and we just melt those worries and concerns away. We find out what you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, and see what we can do in our own little humble way of helping you create that personal little habitat and getaway that it becomes your castle. Let's go to Tony's castle right now out in Glendale and see what he's up to. Good morning, Tony.
Yeah, good morning. My question is, well, actually, we just going into solar power right now, and we just now waiting for the city of Glendale and APS to give us the okay to go ahead and turn the system on.
Oh, you're just right there waiting for final inspection, huh?
Yes, can't wait.
Okay, all right.
And my question is now, do I need to change my habits? You know, like, for instance, do I need to change the plan I'm with APS? I believe on the Saver Max, I think.
Tony, did you happen to use one of the Rosie certified solar contractors?
Yes, sir, I have.
Okay. I would prefer you ask this question to them because they've taken a look at your power consumption habits historically.
Okay.
They've taken a look at your home size, your house orientation, your family's lifestyle, and the new APS power rates kind of complicate everything. And so I've spent many hours talking to both our solar contractors, getting it all straightened out once and for all. So I could guess, but I'd feel much more comfortable if you used a Rosie certified solar contractor, go directly to them. We've all had hours of conversation trying to get it perfectly straight and perfectly right and go that way, okay?
Okay.
Okay, man. Congratulations.
Okay.
It is pretty exciting. You know, the first time they throw the switch and you know you've got basically free electricity. But a lot of people make a lot of mistakes right there at that point in their life at their home. And it can come back to bite you really, really bad. I wanted to talk a little bit about the mail I got while I was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the ongoing number one input, question, inquiry, reason for contacting Rosie on the house in the month I was gone, APS rate plan.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do, Rosie? What do I do? We literally have hundreds of Arizona homeowners contacting us to advise which one of the rate plans you should go on. So I went high on the mountain with my aluminum foil helmet and antennas that Romy makes fun of to try and decide how I am going to answer all of these inquiries. And the official Rosie on the House position is we are not going to recommend any of the plans. You have to pick one. I mean, I'm not telling you just unplug the house. I'm telling you, you have to pick. But without the empirical data, we are getting such conflicting information from multiple different stakeholders and participants, we can't establish a common enough criteria in any of the one power plans for us to make a recommendation to you. Now, I can tell you what I'm doing at my house, but a lot of people are scared to do at their house what I do at my house. I'm on a demand rate, so if I buy too much power on peak, I'm penalized. So I make sure my house is set up where I'm not buying a lot of power on peak. And if you want to go to a demand rate with a time of use and you're good at it, you can do what I did. I switched to Saver's Choice Max. And that's all we're going to tell you. You have to decide which plan you want to go to. We are trying to set up a relationship with a consulting company that can look at your power habits, charge you a small fee, and make a recommendation. But that's not quite ready for public consumption yet, but we hope to have it up and operating very soon. So that's all I got to say about that.